Jeff Christman, and I'm continuing the conversation today with Helen Opper here at the Art Hall. Helen, what I thought we would do is maybe hear a little bit about your life journey and how you developed interest in art itself, and just kind of learning a little bit about your journey overall.
Sure. So I've always been interested in art. My mother still is a professor of humanities at UCO, and there were always books, art history books and textbooks around, and I would always look at her textbooks and papers and everything. And so I knew, and I wanted to be an artist. I was an artist as a kid, up through high school, and even I used to make some art in college. I don't really make art anymore, but I always was interested in art. And then I took an art history class in high school. They offered AP art history at Cassidy, where I went to school, and it was the actual art teacher that taught art history, so that was a plus, I would say, and I loved it, and I was really good at it, and I knew that's what I wanted to do. And I did think about applying to art school for college. I even went so far as to visit some art schools. I always had wanted to go to Rhode Island School of Design. That was my dream, to cross-enroll there and at Brown University. I went so far as to visit the two, and something changed, and I decided I didn't want to be a professional artist. I didn't want to go to art school for it, at least. I didn't think it was necessary. I decided I'd rather pursue art history, because I thought that might open up my options to more than being an artist would. I thought I would end up being an art teacher at school, and that's not really what I had wanted to do if I had gone to art school for college. So I studied art history. First went to college at Vassar College in upstate New York, and I transferred to UC Berkeley after my freshman year, and then graduated from UC Berkeley, and I studied art history. And at both schools, I didn't enjoy Vassar very much, but I enjoyed the art history department and faculty and art history classes that I took. And I was able to do that at Berkeley as well. And the scholars, the professors at both schools, they actually had some professors in common, like professors that had started at Vassar and that were now teaching at Berkeley, or vice versa. So there were some similarities, some commonalities rather. But I got to study with some of the preeminent scholars of art history in the United States, which was pretty amazing. And for instance, I took Southeast Asian art history. That was one of my specialties, my focuses. And my professor was one of the pioneering women in the 1960s who had actually gone, one of the first women to go and do field studies and, you know, anthropological research and art historical research and all of that. And she was my teacher. She wrote me a letter of recommendation to get into grad school, and she was hilarious as well. And Berkeley's art history program was just really, it's one of the best in the world. So I was really grateful. And then I diverted myself from art for a couple of years. I took a job working in healthcare administration, mostly because I didn't know what I was doing, and there were very few jobs in the Bay Area for a recent art history graduate. I had interned at a gallery for a year in college, but it was a very competitive field. So I did something else for a couple of years and then decided I needed to return to the art world. So I applied to graduate school. I wasn't really sure. I think I applied to some jobs again, but it was evident that after 2 years of doing nothing with art, that I wasn't any more qualified at that point to get a job in the art world than I had been the 2 years earlier as a college graduate. So I was just 2 years older and maybe a little bit wiser, maybe not. So I applied to graduate school thinking that would be my way back in, and it was. And I had the option to stay in San Francisco, where I was living, but I decided New York would be the better option, and I ended up at NYU's Museum Studies program. I decided to not do an art history master's degree, again, because I thought it would limit me in towards getting a PhD and becoming a professor. And again, that wasn't the track I really wanted. I wanted to work in the museum or a gallery or with collections or with all that stuff. So I did the museum studies program. And while it was museum focused, I did get to do internships and have part-time jobs in not only galleries, but also with collections, art collections, galleries, artist estates, private collectors, all kinds of things. So I really got to do a lot of different kinds of work with art, so that I, and even libraries and archives. I worked at NYU's Special Collections Library, which was amazing. So I really got to kind of get my feet wet in a lot of different areas working with art while I was there in New York. And I ran a gallery for a year there, a secondary market gallery of masterwork artwork. So the big names, Warhols and Picassos and all that stuff. And it was really fun and glamorous and very stressful. And I preferred working independently. I wasn't as interested in being the salesperson that the job was requiring of me. I wanted to work more with the facilitating of art and the management of collections and that sort of thing, rather than simply selling the art. So I left the gallery and worked independently, and I've worked independently ever since. But I consider the Art Hall one of my clients. I also work as a consultant for an art advisory and appraisal firm that's based in New York and Los Angeles. So I stayed in New York for 3 years after graduate school, and I moved back to Oklahoma in June of 2015. So I've kept my job that I had in New York as a consultant for this art advisory firm as I moved back to Oklahoma. So I continue in that role. And then I came upon the Art Hall for a long story short, I came upon the Art Hall because I had reconnected with a friend about a year and a half ago, and he's a photographer, and we wanted to organize a show. He was going away for the summer, and we thought, let's have a show before you take off. And we were looking for spaces, and my sister is Haley McDermott, and she owns the Pump Bar and Bunker Club right here in Uptown. And she knew of this new gallery space called the Art Hall. And so she said, come on down, I'll take you over there. And I came over, and the owner just happened to be here. And that was very fortuitous, because I was introduced to her by my sister, and I very kind of casually told her I was looking for a space for a show, and she happened to have two of the brick panels and some of the white walls in the space empty, and she had a partial show up, and so she allowed me to curate kind of an artist spotlight exhibition here in the gallery. And that was May and June of 2016, and it went really well, and we worked together very well. And so she asked me if I would be interested in kind of taking over organizing the shows and working with the artists and promoting the gallery, and I said, of course. And so that we've been working happily together since. And so I do the vast majority of organizing the shows here, but work very closely with Anna in developing all of our programming and everything else that we do. So really pleased with the way everything just kind of fell into place.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And, of course, I definitely get the sense that you seem to really value that, or you value the local connection, you know, as far as the knowing the local artist here in Oklahoma City and as well as in the state of Oklahoma.
Definitely. I think, there are many galleries here in Oklahoma City now. There are lots of galleries. We are not lacking for galleries or places for artists to show. But we also have a ton of artists. But what's happened, from what I can see, I feel like I've been standing on the sidelines, kind of just watching this for the last couple of years since I've been back. I've been slowly kind of re-ingratiating myself into the art community after being gone for 10 years. But I find that there are a lot of the galleries here show the same artists, and that there's a large circuit of artists who are well known in the city and whose work circulates and who you see often, and that is a very wonderful thing. But we also want to give opportunities to other local artists, students, people who have never had a show before, people who have just started making art. My personal, and I don't speak for the owner, I speak for myself here, my personal goal with art is to give everybody an equal opportunity.
Oh, okay.
And I think one of the strengths of the Art Hall is we do that, and I would like to be so bold as to say that we do that more than other spaces in Oklahoma City. We do have an open artist submission process. We have never said no to anybody. That is our general policy. Unless you have very offensive artwork, we're most likely not going to say no to you. So we really try to have a broad variety of work that we show. In this current show, we do have some of those same... We do have some artists who have had plenty of exposure here in the city and who have lots of connections, and maybe even gallery representation. But we are equally excited to have two Cassidy High School seniors photography in our show.
Oh, wow.
Who have never shown anything before. And we are equally excited to have, we have a college student from OSU who's also a technician on Black Hawk helicopters. And we have, a vast, diverse group of artists in Oklahoma, and they all deserve to have their work shown and to have the same exposure as everybody else. So we're trying to kind of open up those opportunities. That's my goal. So I'm lucky to be given such free rein in the curating of these shows, because I can bring in people whose work I want to show. And just to show in general the diversity of the kind of art being created in Oklahoma. We have installation art. We have political art. We have printmaking. We have sculpture. We've got all kinds of photography. We've got all kinds of work that artists are making here. So it's really important to kind of show all of it and to not just keep giving the same opportunities to the same people.
Do you see that somewhat in larger cities as well? As there
always. And I can't say, I'm not blaming Oklahoma City for this. I don't want to cast a shadow on the amount of work that art workers here have done. It's a wonderful thing. It's representative of everywhere in the art world. The art market, it's all based around the art market. And the art market is, the same artists are selling. It's all, how do I say it? Yes, like in New York, for instance, it's the same artists that are selling in those circles as are selling elsewhere, and you just see the same ones keep popping up at different galleries, or the same galleries, and then they'll have a museum show, and then maybe one of their pieces will sell for an extraordinary price at auction, then they'll have a bunch more gallery shows, then they'll have another auction. there's definitely a pattern, and I can't fault, you know, it's, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, you know, it's going to be that way, but that's why it's so important to have curators and administrators who are committed to the ones outside, to the fringes, and particularly in our community, showing work by minority artists, women artists, artists of color, Native artists. These are all things that seem a little strange to voice the importance of, but it's truly important to get that work represented as well, particularly in our conservative state. You do see more liberal work happening elsewhere, but there is a plethora of meaningful art happening here. So it's important to get it all out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that diversity. And that's a very interesting subject. I hadn't really thought about it that way before, as far as emerging artists. You know, how do they, you know, I assume in bigger cities it's hard for them to break in, or I guess, is that what you call that, you know, kind of break on, you know, into the scene, or, you know, how to get some visibility of some sort. And
I honestly don't even know how people do it in big cities. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I lived in New York, I lived there for 5 years, almost to the day. And I lived in Bushwick, which is a neighborhood in Brooklyn, where they say there are more artists than non-artists, and it's like the most densely populated artist neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's because of all the availability of warehouses and that sort of thing. And now it's expensive, but it was cheap. and I mean, there were so many artists. Like, how did any of you ever get a show? Like, how does this even happen? I don't know. You know, I was working with blue chip contemporary art. I wasn't working with emerging art in New York. It's actually been kind of a role reversal in a way. But I don't know. I mean, I don't really think New York is the center of the art world. I think it's the center of the art market. Mm. The art is coming from everywhere. I mean, most of those artists in New York aren't from New York. They're from everywhere. They just go to New York thinking they'll get shows there. But everybody starts somewhere. And the longer you work in the art world, the more you realize that there are these networks in many cities, all kinds of cities. Have gallery systems that represent artists. And, I mean, it's everywhere. It's not just New York, and Oklahoma has a lot going on here, and that's indicative of what's going on in other cities of our size around the country, I think. So
it kind of feels like that there is starting to be more, you know, more options, you know, in terms of that, or I guess more visibility of, or more galleries,
yeah,
and more visibility for art overall. I don't know if that's just my, and you know, being someone that doesn't necessarily know for sure, it kind of seems that way. That
I think so. I think what Oklahoma would benefit from probably is more opportunities to see the diversity of contemporary art that exists. Because the only way artists can develop is by seeing other art.
Hmm.
And while we have amazing art here, we need to bring more of the outside in still. And we have the OKC MOA, the Museum of Art. We've got the 21C Museum Hotel and their contemporary collection. We have Oklahoma Contemporary, which, you know, organizes great shows. They do not have their own collection, though. And then there are all the galleries that do programming. But we really need to bring more from the outside in and broaden the horizons of what people can even see here. And we have lots of organizations that raise funds and that put on events and programming. I think really focusing on programming to help the professional development of the artists is really what's needed here. not just more exhibition opportunities. The Art Hall is not the place for professional development for artists. The Art Hall is an exhibition opportunity, which is, of course, professional development. But what we need the organizations that exist for that purpose to do is to offer more opportunities for the professional development so that the artists can become more well-versed in what it means to be part of that market. Because you can't become part of the market if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
So it's been fun for me to kind of see the range of knowledge and experience that artists have. I mean, in everywhere I've lived and worked, it's like that. It's not saying Oklahoma is any lower in developmental abilities than anywhere else. It's just there's diversity everywhere, and it just comes out in different ways depending on what you're doing.
Hmm. Is it possible for someone who really has a lot of technical skill and has really honed their craft, but maybe lacks the connections or lacks the like you're talking about, the knowledge of how to get more exposure or how to broaden their horizons or to get more people aware of what they're doing?
I think it's always possible. Just not going to lie, it's like not easy work in the art world. I think it's hard work. You have to put your time in both work-wise and networking-wise.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
There's, I think, and unfortunately, a misconception that the art world is a very, very easy and glamorous place to work. It's not easy.
Wow.
And it's not particularly, we don't make a lot of money either necessarily. People probably think that the big income comes along with big art prices, but it doesn't work that way. It's really just a matter of, how much you are willing to give and how much time you can commit and put in. And if you can make the connections, then you can probably do it. You just have to make the effort to make those connections, meet the right people.
Oh, yeah.
Introduce you to the other right people.
And it sounds like that does take some skill and effort, does that?
Both.
Like that? Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not doable. It's definitely easier here than starting out from scratch in somewhere like New York or LA, I would say.
Well, very encouraging.
I hope so.
Yeah,
it should be.
And I appreciate it. This has been very enlightening. Just get a little bit more of an understanding of where you've been and where you are and where you're going, and
Thank you.
To understand as far as how things work, in terms of the art world here. So I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Very nice.
It's
Thank you.
Very fun.